And it's been a successful year for the food fishery, as many are heading out on the water and coming back in with their quota of codfish in just minutes. Fishing for Success in Petite Harbor teaches youth about the fishing heritage of both the community and the province, with the hope of getting more young people involved. I stopped down to Petite Harbor to chat with Captain and Fisherman Leo Hearn, who runs Fishing for Success, alongside Kimberly Orm. We are here at Fishing for Success in beautiful Petite Harbor on this beautiful sunny day, and I'm joined by Leo Hearn. And Leo, first off, can you just describe the experience that I guess people would have when they first come down here to Fishing for Success in Petite Harbor?
Yeah, they have a good experience here. We take them out. I won't take them back in until we get to our fish. But it's good to do it. I mean, people need to put fish on their table or food on their table, whatever. It's kind of difficult to run to the grocery store and get it. It's so expensive. But anyhow, people have a good experience at it. They like to get out on the water. They might see a whale, they might see tuna, they might see anything. You don't know what you're going to see when you go out in that ocean, and there's days you mightn't see nothing.
And why do you feel it's important to kind of teach people about, you know, the heritage of fishing here in Petite Harbor?
Yeah, it's very important, because we got people here that their grandfathers or their father or somebody was attached to the fishery, and it'd be nice for them to know about it, right? If you don't teach it or don't talk about it, it's going to be gone. And then it won't be nothing there, right, you know? So I think it's very important to pass our knowledge along, like farmers and whatever, right, you know? And a lot of people don't really understand about how important fish is to put on your table, right?
How has the food fishery been so far this summer?
It's been good so far. It was a good year, because the first day it opened, it was 4th of July, and there was fish there to catch. Last year was a bit slower. This year is really good. More smaller fish around, middle run of fish, right? But that's a good sign, because they got to grow. So that's a real good sign, right? And we go out there, we don't expect to get all big ones. You know what I mean? And you're not allowed to discard, or you're not supposed to be discarded. So that's where I can know where places to go where they're decent sized fish, right? But you don't want them 30 pounds. If you got a fish 30 pounds, I mean, they're the breeders. They should be left in the water, right? But the middle, you know, certain age fish, 3-4 year old fish is a better fish to keep to eat, right? But it creates an awful lot of money for the province. Like, people buying boats, motors, buying gasoline, buying their six-pack of beer, or buying ice cream when it comes in, they're buying coffee before it goes out. It creates an awful lot of money for the province. Like, even the fishing supply stores, they're doing really well. You know, I mean, if you got guys go out there and some people don't use the regular fishing line, they're using rods. So, I mean, the rods are... they're paying up to $100 for a rod, and then they've got to buy the material for the jiggers, the lures and everything, and they don't care. If he goes out and he loses 10, they will buy 10 more, right? So, because it's a bit of fun, it's a sport, right?
You mentioned that the fish were much easier to find as soon as you went out on the water around July 4th this year, but not so much last year. What do you think is attributing to that?
Just year over year, that's all, basically. But I think it's more fish coming around. There's more fish there than the scientists saying there is, in my opinion, right? Now, I mean, the recruitment is coming back, even though they're saying there's a lot of mortality and stuff like that, but a bunch of different ways that can happen, and some I can't talk about.
How has business been here so far for Fishing for Success this summer?
Oh, slower this summer because of the thing, but I mean, we're okay with it, you know. I'd sooner be safe than being rich, put it that way. You know, not rich, but, you know, keeping your head above water. But we lost a fair bit of business, different conferences, different groups of people that had booked, and we had to send back the money to them, whatever. But that's it. That's a part of it. That's a part of business, right? But we'd survive. We've survived the last 5 years, practically nothing, so... You know, we'll keep doing it.
Are you finding you're seeing many locals?
We're seeing a few locals, not a lot. I mean, most of them probably got their own boats, or they got family or whatever, right, you know? But our biggest business is tours outside of Canada, you know, or in some Ontario, whatever, right?
Do you find more kids are getting involved and starting to take a bit more interest in the fishery?
We do find a few more, yeah. It's hard for that to happen. Like, we don't really worry if they're going to be fish harvesters, right, down the road. Some of them might be, but some of them might get the interest to be marine biologists, or they might want to work with the Coast Guard. Might just want to work on the water because they had a day on the water and said, wow, this is pretty cool, you know. So somewhere along the line, they might pick different careers to go at or whatever, right? But at least we're introducing them to the ocean and let them look at it and whatever, right? So I think that we find that's important, right?
Down here at Fishing for Success, I understand that you do quite a bit more than just take people out fishing. You'll also take the fish and process them for them. I see some skins drying behind me and everything. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, we for our customers, one of the things that we do mostly is that if we got a family now of four or five all in one bubble, we take them out. They catch their fish. They're paid. They pay us to take them out. So I don't go out and catch their fish. I let them catch them, which is what I'm supposed to do. So I'm just telling them as they're going on doing it, how to, is a better way of doing it this way, or try this, or I'll unhook them for them if they have a issue with that, so they don't stick a hook in their finger or whatever, right? So that makes safety wise for me a better option. And I come in then when we land, I process all the fish for them. If they want to learn how to do one, I'll teach one at a time, right? I'll show them all the different parts of the fish. Usually we take out the eyeball, the lens in the fish, and you look at, get the kids to look at it, and they're like, I'll ask them, say, so what do you see in this lens? And they're like, oh, everything's upside down. And I said, that's it. That's the way the fish sees stuff. And we see it the same way, right? Then we show them the ear bones, otoliths they're called, and tell them how important, they're like a little SUV drive. It's ever so much information in this ear bone, right? So they learn a lot here, right? Because my wife Kimberly is a marine biologist, right? And she can explain all the different parts of the fish and why this is so important, right? And stuff like that. We're always checking their stomach for kind of food they're eating, right? And open their stomach up and count how many capelin they're after eating. If it's a fat fish, right? Some fish we open up and there's nothing in their stomach, right? You know, or certain anything different about the fish, we'll see it right away, right? But yeah, the kids, they love it here. The families love it. Nobody that I know of yet, or at least didn't complain or anything, went away disappointed. They always went away and they had a great day. And yeah, but it is a part of the experience, right? And I think that makes. I think we make people feel like a part of it, like they're involved, so they feel more of a part of it instead of just coming in, here's your fish, see ya. You know, like they're here for 2 to 4 hours. Sometimes they can stay longer, you know, as long as they want, right? And we do fish paintings, which is pretty cool. So we get the fish and we paint the fish, and then we take a print off it, off the fish, put a paper on over and they can take it off and they can take it with them. And they loved it, right? So it was usually, that was sort of set up for the children, more or less, right? Or the younger crowd. But the older crowd was like, oh, can I do that too? Sure you can. Anybody can do it, right? And we have our dories here. We take people in the dories if they want to do that. You know, we got some groups coming this weekend. Now it's from some nature group, right? So they'll enjoy the day, right? It's a tough time now, but that'll straighten itself out, right?
So as much as it is, you know, about getting out on the water, enjoying, having a good time, it really is educational.
Oh, very educational, yeah. Very well. We take the time to do that here. I mean, because Kimberly wants to teach people, right? And she is a teacher and a biologist, so. And she'll teach me a lot, and I'm after teaching her a lot. So both of us together is a good combination. And we're always coming up with new ideas and stuff like that, right? To lure people in, or not to lure them in, but just to come here and visit us, you know? So we do lots of different things, right? So yeah, we're quite satisfied. We get a lot out of it too, you know, when we see the kids being with a smile on their face because they caught a fish, or they, oh, I never knew this was part was out of fish, you know, it's just kind of good to see it. So we get a satisfaction out of that. Sometimes it's better than money, you know.
Yeah, and on top of all that, people are getting their quotas.
They're guaranteed to get their quota. I'd be very disappointed if I got to come in with it.
Well, you know. Leo Hearn of Fishing for Success, thank you very much for joining us on the VOCM Morning Show.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
That was Leo Hearn, fisherman and captain with Fishing for Success in Petty Harbor, speaking about the food fishery, how they try to provide an educational experience about their heritage.